All right. Hello, guys. Thanks for coming to the fireside. Pretty big one today. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. First off, I've been talking about it for the last couple weeks, but this is a Chinese holiday week, so we expect a lot of action up north. So the next time jump clones are called for, I'd like you to set your death clone up north for this 1 week. So when we jump to DO6H, place your death clone in DO6H, and we'll be doing that for this week. We expect there could be a lot of action up there. There are a lot of timers for us to fight over. So we want everyone to be ready. It's not jump clone. It is death clone. So when you jump clone, set death clone. Do I be alarm clocking after downtime? So most of this will be EU time zone, although there could potentially be some downtime stuff. But most of it should be EU time zone and some US time zone. Yeah, say this. I don't think you can say stuff like that anymore. All right. Altarai, you're here. And I'm going to give you a couple minutes to chat about Incursion Squad, or Insurgent Squad, I should say.
Ouch.
Sorry. I'll start with IN. I'm very simple. Go ahead.
I'm going to keep this quick because we all know that Asher doesn't want me unmuted for more than 5 minutes. So we are reviving Insurgent Squad. Styx is going to post a link for me. So Insurgent Squad, little background. They have a history for AWOXing Horde specifically, but all enemies are not off the table, going after Horde predominantly. So we put Insurgent Squad is how you get authorization to have alts in Horde used to AWOX, such as hunting blue capitals, scramming their FCs when we're fighting them. The list of things that we can do goes on and on. We're going to be reviving it with a lot more activity using the knowledge that I gained while I was over there. I have been told to do this, and I actually look to be having a lot of fun plans in the works. Like a couple things that I note of during the war was we bought up all of their ships on contracts during certain fights. We used AWOX alts to AWOX caps, supers, titans, etc. Yeah, thanks, Apple. Blame Apple for this. I don't really have a whole lot to say on it. If you want to join, requirements are 6 months in goons or a vouch. The list of requirements isn't really too intricate and detailed. We're trying to be a little bit more open with it. So everything you'll need to know is in the post. Make sure you follow that, fill out the form at the bottom, and join Horde today.
All right, thanks, dude. It's pretty exciting. They're really fun ops, so like that kind of stuff is really enjoyable. I would definitely encourage you guys, if that sounds at all interesting or good, to get involved with it, give it a try. It's very fun.
We did steal an entire fleet hangar out of a Titan during the war too, and their nester. Oh, yeah.
I remember that. That was funny. Okay. I gotta take care of housekeeping. We got a group leaving and a person leaving. So, you guys might have seen Scope, has gone fuck goons. It's really unfortunate, but, the dude has been taking screenshots for a long time. So apparently this is a plan of his that he has. If we're not worried about any like user data, he doesn't have your user data, your emails, anything like that. So, that's not anything to be worried about. It's unfortunate that he decided to act this way. We were, you know, he was, basically what we do is if a director goes AFK, we, say like, hey, we noticed you're AFK. We're going to take you off for now. And if you're interested in rejoining, please let us know. And, essentially that's what we did. And we removed the director roles. We didn't remove like some other roles, which is why he was able to just steal stuff, because we didn't remove them because we didn't want to, you know, we were like, well, he's going to stay involved in this stuff. And he just didn't, he just backstabbed us. So, you know, we've talked about, you know, what we need to do update policy wise and stuff like that. But, you can only do so much when a person's going to be a bad actor, which is just too bad. He stole like the recon hangar, and he's trying to, post stuff. I'm sure there's some stuff. He had access to some stuff, but like I said, your user data, that kind of thing, that's not been compromised. And then War Eagle Fleets decided to leave. They've decided, but someone has been posting on their behalf saying, why did we kick them with no notice? And I just wanted to, we normally don't even comment on corpse leaving, but you know, we wish them the best, but you know, they decided to go, not someone kicking them with no notice or anything like that. That's just not true. So I don't know why this one person decided to put in the forums, but in case you're wondering, that wasn't what happened. Some of you guys are happy to see that happen, and that's okay. All right, so this is actually a cool thing. Gooniversity is doing a T1 frigate tournament, and the winner of the tournament will get a Thanatos and some Plex. So you could be 1v1ing against other people. It starts next week. Should be very, very easy to get into, and you will get a Thanny for your Toonie, and you can fill it with Desis. As long as you don't even need the Iskies this time. Yeah, there's the kick. Speaking of Iskies, you guys know we started the loan program quite a while ago, about 8 or 9 months ago, and it's been a real success. I just wanted to report on that to you guys, like on how successful it's been. We have ended up giving out a ton of small loans that a lot of people have turned into Crabquills, some into Dreadnoughts, but the Crabquills was one thing I was particularly happy to see, because basically people took out a small loan from us, turned that into a Crabquill, and then started making some real money like butters. So it's been a real success. We've had several dozen people who have done that already. So that I've talked about the loan a lot. We have a lot loaned out as well overall. Oh yeah, Beyond's linked the Lending Bee thread, but that's been a real success. We were talking about that at the ILM meeting a little earlier, and that was something I was really happy to hear. We're basically letting people skip a lot of the grind and get themselves set up. There were a lot of people who are relatively new who have taken out a small loan and then, you know, turned it into Crabquills, turned it into that kind of thing, and then now they've skipped about a year or two of the grind. Define small loan? I mean, like around $5 billion. Anything that size or smaller is a small loan. Yes, when we were, you two can say that your father gave you a small loan of a billion isk, and that's what sets you on your path to wealth. Speaking of Space Dad thing, please don't do this. Don't make this the next clap. I don't want this one. Dreads. We are doing Dreads. I'm not reading Elysium right now, guys. I'm not looking. I see the scrolling. I'm just not looking. Dreads. We want you guys in Dreads. I'm going to continue hyping this because Dreads are very important. They are extremely valuable. Some people have asked about the Clap 007 Doctrine. We just haven't used it yet. It has been ready. This might be the week. We'll see. It's a specific thing, so we'll see. Get into dreads. Those are really important. And then you guys know by now, Zern, Phoenix, Rev Navy, those are the kind of things we want you in.
Well, no, when Asher says he's not looking at something and then you can hear him smirking, he's looking.
Listen, how dare you put me on blast like that? Do not tell them my secrets. So we are, we're expecting a lot of fighting this week. So if you guys can be around, this is a good week to play Eve. If you can be here and be available, watch your pings, this should be a really, really good week to play Eve. Okay, I think that's pretty much everything that I have on my list. I'll let any director step in. If you guys have questions, go ahead and throw them in and I will answer them as best as I can. When war? We're in like a low grade war right now. When is like an all drag out war? That's the question that I can't answer. Can you recommend any cool goon space jobs, like SRP manager or so, but I'm not 6 months in goons? I appreciate that you want to do stuff. I'll let any other directors pop in. I can't think of a good job off the top of my head, but we are always recruiting people. Speaking of recruiting, one particular person we're looking for is, if you are technically inclined, we would like to find a guy who can be like a project manager. It's something we've been talking about. So if you have those interests, go ahead and message Ranger Gamma. Ranger Gamma, you can X up. All right, I'm going to look for questions in this scroll. It's going to be hard. Scouts, yeah, scouts always good. Scouts are like probably the most underappreciated, to be honest. Like, they're probably, the amount of appreciation we give them to what they do, they're really, really important. Like, you know, we shout out GSOL, we shout out Recon, but we, you know, scouts are important and probably don't get shouted out enough. Right, I'm going to look for some questions. Do we want Angel Titans? Get an Angel Titan if you want to, dude. Like, there's... Yeah, I mean, the thing is, here's the thing about a Faction Titan. They're super cool, and they're probably going to be an expensive lost mail, right? So if you're okay with that, then get a Faction Titan, right? Like, if it makes you happy, then do it. I don't really care if you want to bring, Asher, do you want an Angel Titan or 10 normal Titans? Yeah, if that's the choice, I want 10 normal Titans every time. It's better. But if it's going to be your one Titan, then, like, whatever. Get an Angel Titan. I don't care. I think it looks cool. Like, I like them. Plus one to talk about Beehive. Beehive is good. What do we need to talk about? I haven't heard Asher talk about PI. I still haven't done the PI thing on stream. Like, I keep thinking about, I mean to do this. I want to do PI in-game, looking up no guides. I'm sure it'll be very easy. Should take me less than 20 minutes to figure it all out from start. Would you rather fight 10 dreadnought-sized titans or one titan-sized dreadnought? That's a good question. Oh, man. I would say 10 dreadnought-sized titans, because every dreadnought-sized titan you kill, you would lower their overall DPS, whereas the one Titan-sized Dreadnought takes the whole, you know, it's doing 100% DPS at 99% of its health loss. So I think the 10 is the answer. That took me a while to think about. No PI subject today. PI is important. I mean, I don't know what more to tell you. I kind of alternate between get dreads and get PI, even though I think they're both tied together. Why is early EU time zone so empty of anything happening? That's a good question, Armored Fist. So these things kind of are cyclical. I would say that actually I don't feel like early EU time zone is that empty unless I'm misdefining it. But it's right now, most of the fights are going on either in Chinese time zone or in EU time zone. US time zone has actually been somewhat dead. Heidi, I gather you don't like to do PI. Yeah, US time zone has been a little slow. We have some ideas for that, but that's sort of a squad thing that can help. But that's just a cyclical EVE thing. You play EVE long enough, you'll just realize sometimes your time zone is in, you know, is doing the best, and sometimes it's the worst, and it just goes back and forth. There's no, like, time zone in EVE. Probably the most consistent is EU. I would say that, you know, there's been ups and downs for every time zone. What squads are active in US time zone? Altarai promised me US time zone web squad, and he has failed to deliver. Wow. Called out.
I can answer that.
Sure.
Reworking priorities, et cetera, et cetera.
Sounds good. Neiman's talking about the incursion. We have an active incursion right now, so if you want to go make some money, go make some money. It's a good incursion to farm. Beehive is quite active in the US. Yeah, home defense, obviously more active there. So what do you guys think of Zarzak? Someone asked me a question over Mumble, and it's an incursion question. You should just join incursion squad, and they will tell you the answer. I do not know enough about incursions to advise you. And put questions in Elysium, if you can, on Jabber. Yeah, the projection, I don't know, like, I don't know if this will permanently be like it is right now. Right now, you can really move around. My guess is it will not stay that way. I don't have any information like that says that, but just my gut feeling is that it won't stay permanently open like that. We need Beehive and EU time zone. Can we have an FC on this time zone? Yeah, this is something we have an issue with pretty frequently, NASA. You know, it's just something where we need people who would like to step up. That's really all there is to it. We can't we can't force people to FC, and we just need people in EU who want to step up. This is a pretty constant thing that I talk about, is just, it's harder to get EU time zone volunteers. We have a lot of theories on why. Some are that Americans are just exceptional people, which obviously is probably the correct answer. USA number one. But it also could be that like Euros are a little less, especially, you know, non-English speaking natively Euros are probably a little less confident in their English. And we've had this before where people thought they had terrible English, and like everyone's like, dude, we're cool, right? Like you're good. So we're trying to encourage people to, you know, give it a shot. A lot of people who worry about their English are really not a problem at all. I mean, and it's been shown, we can understand you. Listen, I hear Apple Pear talk every day, and if I can understand that, you could basically understand anyone. So don't worry about it. I think Apple's actually not here right now either, so I'll have to relate to him that I burned him. No one talks worse than Hyper Viper 1 types. That is the most truth I have ever seen. Hyper Viper, you are born in America. English is your native language. There's no excuse for you to be this bad at it.
What do we hear? You're talking shit about me again?
Hey, what up, man? I was just praising how good you speak English.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost believe you.
All right, let's see if we get other questions. Who should we talk to if we want to try FCing? And how long should we be in Goonsmoke for that? Is it also 6 months? Oh, Von Krupp. That is a great question. So you join Skirmish Commanders. It is sick that anyone can go in and you just get your feet wet. You go in. There's Beyond Link in it. You go in, you form a fleet, you take out 20 people, and you die. That is how you become an FC. And then if you like it, if you feel like you're getting better, you want to get better, you do it again, and you do it again, and that's how you become an FC.
And the biggest requirement is that you be at least one day in Goonswarm.
One day in Goonswarm is the minimum to take out a fleet. Goons love newbies. Please, if you are a new FC, tell your fleet members. They will help you. They will understand. No one will get mad at you. No one will bite your head off. Learning to be an FC is literally about just doing it. I can give you every guide possible. I can tell you, you know, how to do it. It won't matter. You need to go out there and do it. So if you want to be an FC, join Skirmish Commanders and just do it. Take a fleet, you know, take a filament, bite things, go die, repeat until you get good. That's how you become a good FC. And like I said, and people are saying here, goons love newbies, goons love new FCs. X up in chat if you love newbies. There you go. So that's a fantastic question. Speaking of FC, how is your rank doing, Asher? Still number 21? No, I've been demoted to 23. We've had some FCs who have like really shown some promise, done some good work, and I have been demoted. Ranger is trolling me. He's asked, weren't you an FC at one point? I heard you were. Yeah, I was talking to some guy who was, you know, newish in Goons. And he goes, totally, totally honestly, he goes, Asher, weren't you an FC once? And I was like, oh, oh no. Oh, painful.
I cried for like 20 minutes in our channels, guys.
I was leaking.
The rest of us were laughing. We were crying too, but for a totally different reason.
Yeah, yeah. Palantine Keepstar, 54%. So we've added 1% on. This is slowly but surely, like this is a very long-term project, but eventually it'll be there. Do you guys speak English traditional or English simplified over there in the States? I think we speak America English. Is two characters enough to FC? Yeah, you can FC with one character. Two characters is plenty. I generally FC with one. Like Alterari is saying one is, and that's the thing is, like, if you know, there are people who will help you. Like, a lot of times in my fleets, Alterari will be there, and it feels like he has like 40 characters. And people like that are like actually so helpful when you're FCing. But you only need one character. Being a good FC, it's sort of like this. This is what I was talking about yesterday. About how, do you ever see like those Twitch streamers where they have their stream and it's like super, like the layout is like they've done spent like 50 hours on the layout. They have all these like little toys and stuff if you type in something and they got one viewer, right? Have you ever seen a streamer like that? One person is watching their super prepared stream. And being an FC is the same thing. You could be a person with one character, like one Elo Knight is better than some random person who has 20 accounts in every system. So go do it. You'll need one. All right, looking for some questions. Do I mean like the meta show? No, Brisk, you normally get more than one viewer. I've seen you have upwards of 10. Are we actually going to drop the Palantine Keepstar? I mean, would you build it not to drop it? Obviously, it is still a long way away. Bro, can Subulba from AMOC, I don't know how he's keying up in my ear, but that is a really annoying thing. Subulba actually typing. It must be like your controller, your shift as you push the talk, and somehow you have like got a key that like literally goes right to me. In 2021, my English was zero. I joined GSF in 2021, and since then I've been speaking English pretty well. Heart GSF. Yeah, dude. I've actually noticed that. All right, you guys got any other questions? Go ahead and ask, and I will try to answer as best I can. If I haven't answered your question, you can send it again. Things to do on a job app. Goons taught me English. Honestly, like, I think this is great. Hang on, I'm getting a phone call. 1 second.
While Asher's taking a phone call. Deadbolt, operational security. We don't talk about things that are happening. We protect OPSEC and movements.
All right. Goons taught me English is an amazing thing or the worst possible outcome. That's true. The kind of English you learn might not be great, but like I think a lot of people have like learned much better English but because you just practice it every day, and that's cool. Yeah, basically, Mom, the meatloaf. I think WSU and OSU are in the pack two now, the Tupac, and I don't know that anyone will take them. Should we do international week so that Americans can also learn languages? I think by and large, Americans actually aren't that non-lingual. A lot of Americans speak Spanish and English, but yeah, we don't, it's not like other, it's not like, you know, Europeans where like some countries like Germany, like it feels like certainly in Germany, if you walk up to four people, one of them speaks English very well, like just, you know, and maybe two or three of them speak it pretty well. My English has improved a lot in this alliance. Really nice. Normally I speak like a rally driver because I'm a Finn. Panthers are probably the coolest looking ship in the game, and that counts for a lot more than in-game stats when you spend most of the time spinning in stations. I actually really like Panthers too. They unfortunately do kind of suck as a ship, but they do look awesome. Is Azure having a stroke for anyone else? I don't think so. I think it's just you. Jackdaws are flycatchers? That's a tough one. I'd say flycatchers. My English declined from an Oxford level to whatever it is now, and the two is incorrect. So good example there, Jack. I hear DBRB is back. He's showed up on comms a couple times. He hasn't done anything else, I don't think. When will we use Stormbringers again? Good question. That's been more like a market thing, just that there aren't enough Stormbringers on the market, and there is a supply crunch right now. So I would like to use them more in certain scenarios, but a fleet of like 30 Stormbringers or 50 Stormbringers is really not what we want. We need like a full fleet. Yeah, that's the other thing is, and it's been doing them, and like honestly, having two fleets of them is not like, so I told Shines about the Stormbringers, and then Initiative adopted them like a week later, but they've actually been doing them really well. And it's one of those things where we don't necessarily want two fleets of them. So, so just sort of unlucky on that front. Naga fleet, when? I've been playing with the Naga and Pypha. Encourage Stormbringer training by showing people how good they are at ratting. Yeah, one thing I want to do is if I can get like a full fleet, I want to see if we can clear every anomaly out of 1DQ at one point. get 250 people, as many Stormbringers, and see if we can have the 1DQ anomaly show up with just the asteroids. Literally no other anomalies.
Yeah, Stormbringers are the way that we're going to make places like period bases actually super valuable. It's great for getting a ton of money out of systems that are not within the umbrella, right, that are not ratted well enough. You can occupy an entire system that's not well used basically on your own and make way more than you would just doing havens or what have you, right? So definitely something to look at if you want to scale and have a pretty, honestly, very safe and very effective way of using a lot of your accounts at once.
It's very satisfying, too, at least for me. I love watching those rats disappear like that. It actually reminds me a lot of the old Titan ratting, the old Bosun ratting. It reminds me a lot of that. What's the limit on account number? If you're asking for Stormbringers, it actually scales really well, you know, up to like 7 or 8 even. Like, it scales very well. How many characters do you need? The minimum is like 3, Maui. I believe 3 is the minimum. Yeah, you can also do it with other people. Like, it's one of those things where it actually group ratting makes a lot of sense in it. It's one of the few things where group ratting makes a ton of sense. There's the guide. Good job there, Zentar. I enjoy multi-boxing with Praxises. See, I think, or Praxi, I think that Stormbringers are way better than those, but yeah, you can do it. All right, looks like I've addressed most of the questions and made fun of half the directorate, so I'm feeling pretty good about this fireside. Thank you guys for coming. Found this week should be a really important one. Appreciate you guys being here. Take it easy.